Today we're talking about the five things most people get wrong about the INFJ. If you're an INFJ, you are probably aware of all of the five things we're talking about, and still it annoys us like nothing else. Because of course we don't care to be understood, but if you're constantly having to fight against misconceptions, it just takes a lot of your energy away. So today we're talking about the five most misunderstood facts of the INFJ and how we as INFJs can deal with that. Before we get started, I want to remind you our next INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp launches January 27th. We have a brand new poster on the five pillars to an INFJ Epic Life. You can sign up for the waiting list for the bootcamp to get access to the early bird prize. And I encourage all of you to join us in our free mastermind Hear Life on YouTube January 27th. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. Number one, INFJs are pushovers. We as INFJs are very cerebral beings. We don't like to take action unless we have to. We're never going to exude more energy than is necessary. And the reason for this is because we love to optimize our lives. On top of that, we do have a finite amount of energy since we are cerebral beings, since we like to do a lot of things in our mind. So when it comes to taking action and being straightforward and being very assertive, we really much think about it. Does this make sense right now? Is it worth the effort? Is it worth my energy? And in most scenarios, it's not. So we take a step back. We allow people to think what they want to think. We allow them to do what they want to do. And maybe we join them, maybe we don't. But does that make us a pushover? Not at all. People assume that because that's how they think. If they're in a situation where they don't assert themselves, then it's because there's somebody around them who has an opinion that seems more important. So they get pushed over. So if people think that you're a pushover as an INFJ because you don't assert your will, they will probably think you are a pushover because this is the only way they would allow themselves to get into this situation. INFJs have completely different reasons to not assert themselves. Because the thing is this, as an INFJ, if you really are forced to make a decision that is based on something that matters to you, if you're in a situation where your opinion really matters to you and it's important to you that what you want is not only heard, but is respected, and that you know no matter what, you're going to do your own thing, you're going to assert yourself. The reason why we don't assert ourselves so often and why we might come off as pushovers is because we actually think about those things first. It really is important to us to prioritize when we're going to use our energy and in what situations. So we're not going to assert ourselves just for the fun of it. On top of that, if other people are not asserting themselves, they very often feel like they're losing themselves and they don't know what matters to them, or they feel like they have no power. We as INFJs don't feel this way. We can lean back, have our opinion, and still allow others to do their thing. So what are we going to do with that information? Well, in this situation, it's really all about allowing people to think what they want. But at the same time, to know that when things are important to us, let's take that step. Let's make things happen to prove to ourselves that we can do it. The more you're convincing yourself that you're taking action in the steps that matter to you, the less you're going to care if people think you're a pushover. The situations in which we as INFJs fear that we're pushovers are situations in which we also feel, I actually want something and I'm not standing up for it. Sometimes we do that because we're so used to taking a step back. Or in the past, when we were children, we weren't allowed to really assert what we want. But now as adults, we can. So if you have some kind of feeling coming over of, oh, people think I'm a pushover, really ask yourself, is this something where you want to be assertive, where your opinion actually matters to you, or is it an area that is completely irrelevant to you? If it is, forget about it. If it's something that matters to you, take that action because it will be the next step towards your INFJ epic life. Fact number two, the INFJ needs you. INFJs come across to other people like they need them because we attach ourselves to people so easily. But most of the time we do this because we feel we can help somebody. It very often feels like this win-win situation where we find somebody who we can help because we understand them so well, we can encourage them, we can absorb their energy, and you know, because of that, help them in the areas where they need help psychologically. At the same time though, we experience life through that other person's perspective very often. Meaning another person has, for example, a very distinct taste of music. We INFJs are really good at diving into that and really feeling that. But this is an experience for us and we enjoy that entire process. We enjoy to understand how others think, what their motivations are. We enjoy diving into their emotional states. And from the outside, very often to those people, and this might be your friends, this might be people in your family, they are not aware of what you're doing for them. They think this is a normal thing, and the reason why you're around them is because you are so in awe of what they're creating, of, you know, how they live their life, and feel like you'll probably be too bored in your life if you didn't have them. Because of that, a lot of people in your life will have the misconception that you need them because they're not aware of the sacrifice and the dedication that is necessary to create this relationship. Because if you're able to pick up so much of another person's emotional state, you also are aware of their pain points, of their insecurities, and all of those things that you know could be fixed. In a way that you could help them, you could encourage them, you pretty much dim your light in order to allow them to shine. This is very often not a healthy thing. And as we get older as INFJs, we learn how to find a balance in that, meaning we enjoy that interaction, but we know that first and foremost, we have to start building up our own energy. And when we start doing that, we won't even be able to pick up that much of the other person's energy. But getting to that place will require for people to see that you never needed them in the first place. This is not a relationship dynamic that the INFJ needs, although it might seem like that to others. Because always keep in mind, they are not aware of the sacrifices. All they see is what is visible to them. And what is visible to them is that you're living in their world. So always keep this in mind. People are probably underestimating you. People are probably thinking that you're just there because of what you take from them and not for what you give to them. And it's not even their fault. We would think the same way. Remember, we see the world the way we are. We see people through our own perspective. So people see us the way we show up. So this might be another motivation for you to say, let me start with my energy first. Let me build up an energy. Let me build up a flow. Let me build up a direction and a trajectory in which I create my life the way I like it. And then I can help people. Then I can, you know, create those amazing dynamics with people. But I'm never going to dim my light ever again in order to make somebody else comfortable. Fact number three, what most people get wrong about the INFJ is the fact that the INFJ is completely irrational. Sometimes the INFJ will actually voice some things that make completely sense to us. But, you know, we normally wouldn't say that to others because we know how weird, how insane, how crazy it sounds. We, on the other side, know it to be true. With time, we learn that we have to double check with reality. But the thing is this, we have a great insight on how things work, how relationships work, on how things are going to develop, based on the fact that we pick up information through our NI function and then we create meaning behind it through our TI, our internal logic. And so there is always a reason inside the madness. And in 95% of the cases, we are right. Because the thing we do, and we do it really well, is pattern recognition. So if we see three patterns, we are probably going to be right about the fourth thing that's going to happen. But again, we're talking about 95% of the cases. And it's those 5% that we don't get right. And the reason why we get that wrong is because, of course, we don't have all the information available. With time and the older we get, we actually recognize how many things we don't know. And that's a good thing. Like with time, you recognize, oh, I have to double check with reality. What I always like to say, and this is also something we work on in bootcamp very often, is this sentence of, it has to be an externally observable fact. For example, let's say you have an interaction with somebody and you feel like you have a connection and this is going to work because you have so much in common and you see such a great future together. So this could be a business partner, this could be a romantic interest, this could be a friend, but we're basing this realization on all the information we do have. But very often we neglect just those externally observable facts, meaning TE, extroverted thinking, because it's just not what we like to do. We ignore that function. So I always say, do your own thinking. You are a very rational person. Just take one more step, which is check with reality. So for example, has this person in the last weeks or as long as you've known them shown active interest in getting closer to you? In so many examples, this is not the case. And I've done this so many times when I was younger. I've talked to so many INFJs who've done this over and over again because it makes complete sense to us. We had the connection with that person. We have so much in common. We could have such a great future together. But the fact is that person didn't want to spend time with you. That person doesn't want to interact with you anymore. Maybe they even ghosted you. And we're still thinking of reasons and explanations why this person is acting this way. If we would just pick up this one information that is an externally observable fact of this person isn't showing any signs, active signs that you could tell a friend, right? Because for us, it seems very logical. We say, oh, I saw that person change their behavior this way. So therefore, of course, they are showing some interest. Of course, they're coming closer. But is this something you could tell a friend that isn't an INFJ? And they would say, you're completely right. No. If you would tell that to another friend, they would probably say, you're crazy. You're very irrational. You can't do that. And so we actually are even afraid of saying those things because we fear this is what people are going to think. So what are we going to do with that information? Does that mean we are irrational? Not at all. Because as I said, in 95% of the cases, we are right. We are really great at pattern recognition. We are very rational. The only thing to remember is if you feel like I couldn't tell this to my friend without them thinking I'm crazy or irrational, just ask yourself this question. Do I have externally observable facts that justify my thought process? Or do I have externally observable facts that go against what I'm thinking? Do I have to reevaluate the way I'm approaching this? And if you have made the decision for yourself of, no, this makes completely sense, my friend just won't get it because they don't have the foresight that I have, then just keep it to yourself, but know you're rational. If on the other hand, you make that double check and you recognize, maybe I'm wrong, I have to take into consideration that this time might be those 5% of the cases, then just take that information into your thought system and try to look at it from another perspective. You as an INFJ will probably get it right the first time. Meaning if you have an interpretation of a situation, if you have a conclusion and it doesn't make sense, then you're not going to get clearer by just thinking about it more and trying to get more details out of it. You either get it correctly the first time or take into consideration that you're interpreting something wrong. But altogether, don't let anybody let you think that you're irrational. We're everything but that. Number four, what most people get wrong about the INFJ is that they think the INFJ admires them. What we're really great at is making people feel good about themselves. We want to look at them and we see their best qualities. We see it from the perspective of everything that is good about them. We're not focusing on their weaknesses. We're focusing on their strengths. We're focusing on all of those aspects that they should admire about themselves. And these are the things we're voicing to them because of course we want to uplift them. So we tell them, oh, you can be so proud of what you've achieved. You're so great at these things. You're so great at that. And what do most people think in that moment? They think you're admiring them. They think that you want to follow them, that they should be your leader, that they're somebody that you look up to. Because again, remember, people interpret the world the way they are. And so they're probably not the kinds of people who go out of their way and make compliments to other people, right? So if they're doing that, then only if they really think, oh, that person is better than me, or that person is somebody I admire totally, and I see him as somebody who's above me. Okay, so if they see you doing that, that's how they interpret it because they're not able to look at it from your perspective, which is, you know, I see us on eye level and I want you to be proud of yourself. I want to be proud of myself and I want you to be proud of yourself. And I'm encouraging you to look at yourself from the best possible angle, from the best position you can, because there is this aspect of you that's really great and you have to embrace that. That would make you so much happier. Well, we have the greatest intention with that, but always keep in the back of your mind, if you go out out of your way and you make all of those statements and you have the best intentions and the other person starts treating you like, you know, you're somebody who wants to follow them or somebody who feels like you're beneath them or in any way tries maybe even to suck up to them, you know, just take a step back. They just won't get it. Or they will get it once they see, oh, you can give them compliments, you can make them appreciate themselves and show them that they deserve to value themselves, but you're not going to allow them to treat you badly. It's just not going to happen. Sometimes, and specifically when we're younger, we take it personally because we think, but I had the best intentions. Why are you treating me this way? I went out of my way to make you feel comfortable. Remember, this has nothing to do with you. That's just the way they see the world. This is all about their own insecurities and not being able to really value themselves on such a level that they can value you as well. So just take a step back, don't take it personally, and say, okay, if this is the kind of energy you're giving me back, I'm not going to engage in that anymore. If that person wants to come back into your life, then only if they show you the respect you deserve. And if they can't do that, then they don't belong in your life like that. Misconception number 5, INFJs are unoriginal. INFJs are known to be chameleons, meaning we can be this one version of ourselves when we're with person A, and we can be a different version of ourselves when we're with person B. So of course, there's going to be this notion of, okay, INFJs don't really know who they are. They just piggyback off of other people's energy. They try to be like me, or they try to be like the other person. And on top of that, they're even afraid to combine those two things because the one person would know that you like things about person B, and that would make person A see you from a different perspective. So it's a whole new thing. But the thing here again is your own perception. If you feel like if somebody says to you or acts towards you like you're unoriginal or you don't have any charisma about you or any characteristics, if this really stinks, then ask yourself, is there a part of you that you're not living out? And in a lot of ways, that's the case because we maybe feel like we don't deserve that. Because as children, we have been taught by society to really push down who we really are. And now as adults, it's on us to bring that out. Because yes, you can be more like person A. Yes, you can be more like person B or bring out different aspects about you. But at the same time, you have to be aware that the more you choose you, meaning you start with yourself, you figure out what you want, you start taking action on that, you see that reflected in your life, and you make active choices that you like, but maybe the people around you like less, you'll see how you fill up your own cup more and more. You will see how you will be less and less likely to be a chameleon. Because of course you're not going to lose that skill. You've learned that all your life. But at the same time, think of it like this. You can become this void and you can pull up other people's energy and then mirror it back. That's what we're really great at. But the more you fill up that void with your own energy, the less you can pull from their energy because there's just not that much space left. You're filling that space up. And so you're going to be less able to pick up their energy. In a way, you're still going to be able to, but the core will be you. And the more you focus on creating that core, sharing that core with the world, as in your ideas, your vision, your priorities, the more and more it's going to be your own energy that is going to come through. So if it stings, if somebody says something to you about being unoriginal, then ask yourself, is there a part of me that feels like I'm not living out my potential, that I'm not living out my original essence? And in most cases, this probably is going to be true because if there are people around you who think you're unoriginal and you don't share that at all, you're probably not going to see that. You're not going to think about it. You're not going to focus on that. Becoming aware that there's more of you that you can bring out is not a bad thing. It's not something to be ashamed of. It's just the next step in your INFJ epic life journey. So this is what we've been doing for years now, and hundreds of INFJs have gone through bootcamp. This is lifetime access, so INFJs keep coming back, and it's a growing community of INFJs who make their dreams happen. I really hope so many of you join us in this round because this is the first round in the new year. It's the perfect time to start. And if you want some more insights of what this is all about, then get the free and new poster on the 5 pillars to an INFJ epic life. The entire bootcamp has been revamped. We've updated all the information through all the knowledge we've gained throughout the last years. And everything you need, you can find in the links in the description. You can join the waiting list to get access to the early bird prize. And I really hope to see all of you in our free masterclass masterclass here on YouTube, January 27th. Again, everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then check out the video on the screen right now. I see you in the next one. Bye, guys.